For over a century, tales of Egyptian mummies seeking revenge over their disturbed tombs have excited the curiosity of people around the world. However, according to British archaeologist Dominique Montserrat, curses that protect the remains of ancient Egyptians are simply an invention of story writers.
Montserrat has found that the idea of a curse was created 180 years ago by novelist Jane Loudon. In 1821, Loudon got the idea for a horror novel while watching an exhibition of mummies being unwrapped in London. Her novel featured a mummy coming back to life and seeking revenge against an archaeologist.
During the late 1860s, the vengeful mummy idea evolved into the concept of the mummy's curse, which was made popular by several American and British novelists. Another author, Mary Corelli, issued a warning after the discovery of King Tutankhamun's King Tut tomb that anyone who dared enter would be severely punished.
Stories of mummy curses were widespread in the early 20th century. Some journalists even said that the Titanic sank in 1912 because an ancient Egyptian coffin was on board. Later, in 1923, the discovery of King Tut's tomb added new life to the legend. The unexpected death of Lord Carnarvon, who led the exploration of the tomb, propelled the curse story onto the front pages of newspapers around the world.
According to Dominique Montserrat, however, there was nothing unusual about Carnarvon's death, since he was in poor health anyway. Moreover, almost all of the 26 members of the exploration team were still alive 10 years later. Some curse!
Montserrat actually sees the discovery of the tomb as beneficial to King Tut's soul. Ancient Egyptians believed the soul of the departed survived only as long as the name was remembered. If that is true, then the discovery of King Tut's tomb and those of other Egyptians ensures that their souls will survive for many years to come.